I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Viggy from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
You're listening to Run with Coach Parry. I'm Brad Brown. We've got Lindsay Parry with us once again. And today we're talking about PBing or PRing, depending on what part of the world you're from, with regards to a marathon between now and the end of the year. Lindsay, welcome back. Nice to touch base.
Yeah, it's always great to chat running with you, Brad.
Yeah, and this time of the year is great as well, Lindsay. This is the time to sort of work on your speed, particularly if you are running big ultras in the first half of next year, as we do often here in South Africa. Now's the time to get that marathon PB down, PB time down, but we'll get into that question in just a moment. A massive thank you to the sponsor of this edition of Run with Coach Parry. It is brought to you by Simply. These days, no one has any spare time, and none of us really want to think about life insurance. That's why at Simply, they make it quick and easy to sign up and make sure your people are covered. Simply gives you great value combos of life, disability, and family funeral cover for you, your domestic worker, and your business employees. Get cover in a matter of minutes online. No bloods or medicals, and instant cover. The best part, it is all online. Choose what benefits you want and what you can afford, and it is backed by a trusted insurer. Visit coachparry.com/simply. That's SIMPLY for more info. Simply looking after your people. Simply is a financial services provider, number 47146. Terms and conditions apply. Policies are underwritten by Old Mutual Alternative Risk Transfer Limited. Lindsay, a question in from the forums on coachparry.com saying, I want to run a personal best for my marathon. Which marathon should I aim for between now, either locally or internationally?
So look, that's actually a really cool question, and I realize it's coming from a South African, so I'll answer it in that context, but also I'll expand the answer a little bit. So I think, firstly, what are we looking for in a marathon? What makes a marathon fast? And the first and most important thing is altitude. So obviously, if you can get down to sea level and run a race at sea level, that is already giving you a major advantage, particularly if you do live at altitude, live and train at altitude. And the second thing is temperature. So those are the two biggest limiting factors in marathon and marathon running. And in South Africa, heat is a problem. I mean, most of our races, even the cooler ones, are run in temperatures in excess of 25 degrees Celsius, which for our friends from the Northern Hemisphere, I mean, that'll be hot. You know, in years gone by at Boston, when the mercury has risen to 24 degrees Celsius, they've actually, you know, told people they can defer their entries to the following year. So that's just to give people an idea that in reality, 20 to 25 degrees is actually quite warm. So you want to look for cool and coastal. Those are your kind of ideal things. Obviously, when you go to the coast, there's always the possibility of wind. So you need to take that into account too. However, I still feel like the sea level and the temperature would negate any negative effects from the wind. So when we're talking locally, really what that leaves us is one or two options in between now and December in Natal. But the options that are in Natal are on quite lumpy courses. And of course you do have the heat. And as you get close to December, that becomes more and more of a problem. You do have, an option in the Eastern Cape, the PE City Marathon. I've run that a few times and it really is a great marathon. So I quite enjoy that. It's at sea level. It starts really early. So, if you are on the fast end of the field, then temperature wise, it's not too bad. Obviously, you do have the risk there that the wind is going to blow quite hard. And if you're looking for a fast marathon, but you're not necessarily that fast a runner. So in other words, you're targeting 4:30, 4 hours, then you do get a little bit of heat later on in the day. There are some other options. You've got Border Masters, I think, in East London, and you have Kopse Hoop in Mpumalanga, but those are both on downhill courses. Now, what does that mean really? Well, it means like for qualifying purposes, you can probably use that race and get yourself a better seating if this is something you're doing for another race. However, in terms of personal records or personal bests, and let's call it statistical purposes of keeping your PB, it doesn't count as a PB. They both are point to point, and the finish is lower than the start, and so that really can't then be used and claimed as a PB. Obviously, if you haven't run Comrades, then we've got even more options because you've got Cape Town Marathon happening in September, which is a fantastic option. Internationally in September, you've got Berlin. Now, because South Africans aren't used to running on very flat courses, I often get the complaint from clients that, after 30 Ks of flat road, my legs just got really sore. So you might want to drive out to the far east, Benoni, Boksburg, that sort of area, and get in some long runs on flat surfaces. Perhaps using a treadmill will be a great thing to do to make sure that you get in some really flat running and get used to it. You've got Chicago happening in the US. And then at the end of the year, you've got a couple of races too. You've got New York, which by international standards is perhaps not the easiest, flattest marathon. And some of those bridges, before I got there, I sneezed at people saying, what sort of challenge is a bridge going to provide? The reality is that you need to give them some respect. However, it's got the really good mix of cool sea level, and if you run that race sensibly, then by South African standards, it really is a nice fast marathon.
Brilliant. Well, I'm partisan and a bit biased towards Cape Town Marathon. I think the changes are great if you are training for it. Obviously, they've changed the route a bit this year. I saw after last year's one, I was never going to run it again if they took us to Pardon Island, or as it's now affectionately known in Cape Town, Mordor. I'm glad to see they've changed that, which is fantastic. And hopefully the new route is going to stay. I think it's a very, very good addition. But Lindsay, thank you very much for that. And thanks for that question that popped into our forums as well. If you'd like to find out more about the forums and possibly join the Coach Parry online community, all you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/join. You can sign up for a free 7-day trial right now. Go check it out. Kick the tires. Get into the forums. Get the help you need. Check out our weekly Ask Me Anything calls with a coach as well. There's some great things happening in that forum, and you can join us right now, okay? Lots of good things coming up as well over the weeks, months, and years ahead. So go check that out. That's coachparry.com/join. And a massive thank you to the sponsor of this edition of Run with Coach Parry as well. It was brought to you by Simply. If you're looking for quick, affordable, and convenient life, disability, and funeral cover, all you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/simply. That's S-I-M-P-L-Y to find out more. coachparry.com/simply. The link is below this post as well. Go check it out. Until next time, from the two of us, cheers.